Hi, my name is Zoe. Today I want to talk to you a little about why denial of a diagnosis of mental illness does not help. No family wants a diagnosis of mental illness for any member of their family. Quite frankly, no one wants to be diagnosed with any illness for that matter. However, with mental illness, apart from the pain of the disease, whether the pain is physical, emotional, or mental, there's also the stigma, shame, and discrimination that often comes as a package with the disease. For family members, a mental illness diagnosis can be very difficult and a trying time. Suddenly, it seems like the brakes have been applied to their loved one, and the future looks uncertain and bleak for everyone. Denial is one emotion that family members often face. It's easy somehow to see why denial occurs. Family members know their loved ones more than anyone else, more than the psychiatrist, psychologist, mental nurse, and all the people who seem to be telling them one thing or the other about their loved one. It can be a very crowded time, taking it all in, the questions, the probing, and so on. And this brings a shift into denial. Accepting a diagnosis of a cruel disease as mental illness takes some level of emotional maturity, some might say. Denial, however, can be counterproductive. With denial comes the following. Number one, the blame game. Mental illness is cruel. It can be unpredictable. The signs may have been there, but the final wallop can take everyone by surprise. In times like this, the first thing that may spring to mind is why, and even who in some cultures, is even to start casting blame. For example, you warned your loved one about certain friends, and now they've been diagnosed with mental illness. Or other members of the family refuse to show support when the niggling signs have started to emerge with your loved one. So what do? You start blaming each other. Don't allow blame to cause even more tension and undue stress. Number two, we're talking about what denial comes with. Number two, being confrontational. Mental health professionals are probably used to being confronted. However, being confrontational, especially with a diagnosis, is not going to make the situation go away. When Chuck had his first outpatient appointment, he was asked a lot of questions, including whether he took drugs. However, Chuck has a gentle nature. He took the questions on his chin, even though he found the interrogation very distressing. Being confrontational would not have helped matters, maybe even made things slightly more difficult for him. Number three, delay in finding a solution. With resistance, it becomes harder to work together in reaching a solution and starting a recovery process. With denial, you are not in a position to ask questions which may be helpful for your loved one. You need to seek clarification on the actual diagnosis. In my humble opinion, I believe consultation with willing family members can even help with a more accurate diagnosis, because family members can help throw light on a few things that can assist the medical team. Delaying treatment, help, support and recovery through lack of disclosure may worsen the situation and symptoms. Number four, denial leads to secrecy. It is natural to protect your own. You may want to protect the good name of your loved one over your family. The shame and even the mockery that comes with such a diagnosis can be too much to bear. However, when there is secrecy shrouding the disease, then the family is on their own. Help is not forthcoming because no one knows what is going on. There is no support from extended family, friends, and others who are in a position to help. Don't minimize the situation. Minimizing the situation is not faith. Deal with the situation with the arm of faith instead of sitting in denial. It is inevitable there may be tears because of the experience, the blow of the diagnosis. But for the sake of making a full and rapid recovery, denial is not helpful at all. It is understandable that one has to work through the rush of emotions, such as pain, anger, and indeed denial that comes with the diagnosis of mental illness. But don't sit on these emotions indefinitely to the detriment of your loved one. Even with stigma and discrimination, there's a lot more help and awareness of mental illness than there has been before. Talk to someone today. Take that bold step. Because mental illness can be a very serious disease, and the sooner help is sought, the happier all round everyone will be. Will you do this now? Well, That's all we have time for today. I hope you've enjoyed our chat today. Remember, we are what we hear. Sound thoughts give way to a sound mind. Tune in next time to more inspirational thoughts on our podcast on www.defymentalillness.com.